Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Joining us now to talk about the debate are our analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Hi, Todd.
Good to be with you.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Dan.
Nice to be here.
Let me ask you, who scored points most effectively? Who won the debate, Dan?
I think in this kind of debate, the candidates are trying to appeal to their bases. Deval Patrick, Democrats, obviously, Baker, Republicans, both fighting for independence. They both made their cases, I think, effectively, but their personalities were also revealed. And Baker, again, came off as slightly bloodless and much more fact-driven. Deval Patrick was able to conjure up images of him out with people, helping people, talking about the murders in Mattapan, the job losses at a job club that he visited. So each of them did about what they had to do to keep their base lined up and enthused.
But are you saying, I want to make sure I understand, are you saying that Baker did not connect effectively with undecided voters that maybe he needed to connect with?
Yeah, Charlie Baker never really makes the case in human terms. He always makes an analytical case, data, facts, etc. I don't think that's particularly persuasive at this point, but maybe he didn't care. Maybe he figured he just had to keep making that case.
Todd Domke, your take.
Well, I think Charlie Baker was analytical, but analysis is a human skill. I think he came across as very knowledgeable, not just a policy wonk. He really came across as a problem solver, very strong. I agree with Dan that he certainly wasn't as personable as Deval Patrick, but I don't think many people are. Deval Patrick did what he wanted to do to reinforce his base, his 40%, but I think Charlie Baker executed his strategy, reinforced his 40%, coming across as more conservative on fiscal matters, and it wasn't a clash of the titans. But it really was clear that it was a two-man race.
Let me ask about a couple of issues. The big dig came up when the moderator, Charlie Gibson, asked Baker if he was saying one thing in public and another thing privately when it came to massive big dig spending when Baker was budget chief back in the 1990s. Was Baker effective in answering the question, Todd?
Well, he doesn't have a great answer. I mean, he had to kind of diffuse the issue, and then when Jill Stein went off on a tangent from there, that helped rescue him from it. But he certainly lost on that issue, but we knew that going in. And the Patrick campaign will pounce on him after the debate on that issue. Cahill reinforced the issue for Patrick. He attacked Baker by saying, look, you've got to be straight with people. That might have been the soundbite of the debate.
Dan, the big dig is dug. The traffic is flowing on the big dig. Is this an issue that even matters to voters today, even though it keeps coming up in this campaign?
Well, it goes to whether Charlie Baker is playing straight with people. He claimed early on in the campaign that he was one of 50 people who was involved in the financing plan for the big dig. Now it turns out he's much more actively and personally involved. He wrote a memo on it. He predicted huge cost increases. Tim Cahill jumped in and said, yeah, you should have told people before the election rather than after the election that this was going to be a problem. Even Charlie Gibson got into it and said, isn't it true that you were talking about in these financing schemes that you were going to have to starve other projects around the state? So he got it from about three different directions on this, and that made him look very defensive and somewhat weak.
Let me ask about taxes. Late in the debate, Baker and Patrick clashed over taxes in this way.
What I've seen, Governor, is somebody who's proposed a tax increase every single year you've been governor, including the first year when the unemployment rate was 5%.
Charlie?
And somebody who talked 2 weeks ago when you got asked, will I raise taxes? Oh, excuse me, when are taxes going to stop going up? Your answer was, well, maybe we need a progressive income tax. And
wrong,
that's exactly
Charlie.
The wrong message
wrong
to send
again.
To businesses.
Wrong
again. That's
wrong
not
again.
Wrong, Governor.
Wrong.
That's
it
what
is,
you said.
It's exactly
That's what you
wrong.
Said.
I was there. I know what I said. You were not.
I've seen the video.
Well, you should watch it all instead of just an out of context clip. We are we've got to be about some very, very hard choices, no matter who wins.
Todd, taxes are the red meat issue of the campaign for many voters who are going to cast ballots this coming Tuesday. Did Baker score points here? Did Patrick fend him off effectively?
Well, I think that sounded like a draw, but what tilted it toward Baker was Cahill then saying, oh no, Governor, I have heard you make the case that you favored a progressive income tax. So I think alarm bells would have gone off in the minds of many voters. So that's an issue that we can expect the Baker campaign to be pounding away on.
It was interesting. This did not flare up until almost the end of the debate. It was like with 5 minutes left to go, they had a dispute about taxes. And it came in the context of question three, which would cut about $2.5 billion out of the state budget. I think this is simply one where, how you react to this is almost entirely dependent on how you feel about the campaign and the candidates. If you're for Deval Patrick, you're going to agree with his logic. If you're for Charlie Baker, you're going to agree with his logic. I don't know if there's any middle ground here.
This debate itself, I don't think, was decisive in terms of undecided voters making up their minds. But it now is a catalyst for the news coverage in the remaining days. And for each campaign, we know now which issue they'll probably be hammering home on. For Charlie Baker, it will be taxes. And for Deval Patrick, he's hitting on the big dig financing scheme, as he puts it, as a way of trying to chip away at Charlie Baker's integrity, as a way of trying to personalize the contrast.
Last question. Following this debate, the last broadcast debate, what do these candidates need to do to win last-minute voters or last-week voters with 7 days to go in this race, Dan?
Make sure that their base is motivated. That's the most important thing that you have to do at the end of a campaign. You might spend some time trying to get the undecideds, but undecideds are uninvolved and they're very hard to reach. And I think the other thing they have to do is to make sure that they don't say anything that takes the campaign off into a weird direction that they don't really want to be involved. So they've got to be fairly tight in terms of how they think about the outcome.
And Todd Donkey.
Turnout is the key. Each side needs to not just contact its voters, but continue to motivate them with sound bites and, as Dan pointed out, by avoiding gaffes. So we're going to hear more about taxes. We're going to hear more where candidates are trying to question the other's integrity. It's going to get pretty intense in the final week.
Todd Domke, Republican analyst, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, Democrat, thank you very much.
Always glad to do it.